This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
How are you guys doing this week? We are back. Surreal Talk, a lineup, media.fm production, brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, find the banner for Audible, and create your own 30-day account and free, 30-day trial account and get a free audiobook download.
Sure about that? Is that how it goes?
I haven't done one in such a long time.
And we're not allowed to try it ourselves because that would skew our numbers.
Really?
Think about
Can
it,
Can I
man.
Just get one?
Maybe. I'm not going
to
tell.
On the low?
I'm not going to tell.
All right, cool. And if you're looking to do some shopping on Amazon, visit our website and click the Amazon banner because any purchases you make during your incredible shopping session are going to directly support this show. So we are back this week, you guys, with a very interesting episode.
Ghosts, sir.
Ghosts. We are back with Alex. Alex is back with us.
Quite a spooky topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been scared all week just knowing that we were going to do this. I mean,
I've always had a fear of ghosts.
I've been jumpy all day since I started doing all my research this morning, getting heavier into my research. I've been kind of jumpy.
I mean, I've been taking Imodium AD for days. Yeah. I mean, I've been on edge. Yeah.
Bubble guts, real bad.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that bad, but I was walking through the halls here earlier.
Looking behind me and stuff.
Armand, one of the guys that works here in the studio, comes around the corner out of this completely dark room and just scares the shit right out of me.
Well, why don't you show the audience what was on the board when we came in today?
Let's see if I can throw it up here. So, if you can see that, one of the other producers happened to just leave a little note for us on the board. Red Rom, so he's in the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So I think ghosts only come out of darkness. If there's light, like all day, it's been bright and beautiful, not scared one time.
I think
time.
You got that confused with vampires.
No, I mean, I've never seen a ghost.
Ghosts don't
day.
Go in the sun.
Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Vampires go in the sun, they just turn sparkly according to those movies.
Maybe you just can't see ghosts when they're in the sun.
Nah, let's get going here. I want to keep us on point and get going.
What types of ghosts?
That's the first thing
you mean
got
to tell me
today.
That there's different types of ghosts?
You cornball bastard. He loves doing that.
There's only two types in my mind, good and bad.
Good and bad. I mean,
well, I was thinking more along the lines of a spirit or a ghost or a poltergeist.
A poltergeist. Well, why don't I let you know what I know about poltergeists?
What do you know about poltergeists?
Poltergeists are a violent and even deadly spirit or apparition. Poltergeists are
bad ghosts.
Yeah, no, and they're not a human spirit, and that was something that was.
That's one of the differences there. They're
that's
not
one of the, they're not an actual human spirit. Yeah, they have telekinetic abilities.
So then, in the movie Poltergeist, and I got to interrupt. That was about Cain and his whole group of people that like a religious following. They wanted Carol Ann to take him to the other side. Those were supposedly human spirits, man.
Well, you know, my research disagrees with that movie. So, I mean,
fair
I'm not going to say
eat it Spielberg.
Yeah, eat it Spielberg.
I think it was a Spielberg movie.
He's not the definitive voice on Poltergeist.
Who said Steven Spielberg was right on everything?
Just on Sharks.
Yeah, he know well.
And Close Encounters.
He got that all wrong.
If he was
also
on Sharks, he'd be on Shark Week. I'm
and
just saying.
Indiana Jones, but whatever.
Well, he's got a lot of ghost movies, don't he?
Well, that's not really ghost movies, so to speak, any which way.
Another type would be a revenant. You guys ever heard of a revenant?
Course,
and I'm not talking about
Leo
the Halo Reach vehicle.
Oh. Leo fighting the bear, that was a great movie.
The revenant, yeah. So a revenant is a rare ghost, and the thing with these is really weird is that they do not know or actually believe that they're dead.
So kind of like Bruce Willis.
In The Sixth Sense, yeah, he would have been considered a revenant. And they're naturally solid, so these are not the types of ghosts that can pass through the wall or something like that. You know what I'm saying? These are like a naturally solid ghost.
So they can come up like a
I believe the proper term was a cont- continuous manifestation.
I got you.
So that's,
so they never dissipate or disappear.
According to this,
like,
yeah,
a lot of other ghosts.
So they have, but they have full awareness. They can actually hold conversations. You know how some ghosts are like only stuck in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like you've heard of that type of deal. So these ones actually have full awareness, and they can be hurt by silver. That was something that I found pretty interesting.
Wow.
Silver, yeah, silver will hurt a revenant.
Well, silver is pretty common in you know, hurting mythical creatures like vampires. Supposedly have a weakness to silver. Zombies,
werewolf, silver bullets.
Obviously, like, werewolves. I mean, that's the Mac Daddy of it.
Yep. I wonder if these different kinds of ghosts come in like a really weak ghost is like a level one ghost, and then one that can
or
control.
If you go like how the Ghostbusters classified it, like a level three free floating apparition.
Oh yeah, I guess they all would have. Their own.
Remember Slimer?
Well, yeah. How do you forget
Slimer
it?
Was great.
He was the ghost. I mean.
What about specters? Have you guys ever heard of a specter?
Yeah, specters, from what I understand, they generally hang around graveyards, but that's just one thing I
heard. Well, what I found out about specters were that they were the type of ghost that holds a grudge over a terrible betrayal that they had in their life. So, like, they were betrayed by the person that killed them. That was their last feeling before they died, was extreme betrayal. That's enough to hold them in this
realm. I do this every time, but... Just like the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, he was killed by his buddy's plans, and it kept him, you know, held him back.
Exactly. That would be a specter. And here's an interesting bit of information. They can be seen in a mirror. Specters. That was something. That was two different websites told me that about specters, that they can be seen in the mirror. So I mean,
isn't there?
It's got to be some sort of coordination.
Maybe a specter is a disembodied vampire. That's why vampires can't see their.
Well, a specter.
Oh, they're opposites.
What they do
whenever
is
I think of a specter, I see like a shadow cloak with maybe a face in it, of a skeleton face.
Oh yeah, that like the chains and stuff. But they're actually considered vengeful spirits, is what they're, and they possess other people also.
Generally, they got a reason to hang around, and it ain't a happy one.
So. They sound a lot like a wraith, also.
Kind of. Well, when they give their host super strength when they possess a host, they give their host super strength and a lot of durability, which is something like if you get punched, it feels like a tickle.
Sure.
When you're under this sort of possession from a specter.
Right.
And the host also give off a green ectoplasm. I know everyone's thinking ectoplasm. That's like that's the green goo that comes off of a possessed
Slimer.
Or pretty much anything
it
paranormal.
It wasn't green in Ghostbusters. It was pink, wasn't it?
Well, that would be was the ooze.
Yeah, well, the second one is a free.
Is that ectoplasm?
Right, but in theory,
the one they're cussing at in the jar,
right?
I wasn't even under the assumption it was actually a gelatinous material at all. I thought maybe it could just be ethereal or.
Well, they jumped in the river of slime.
Well, yeah, in Ghostbusters, but ectoplasm in general, I just didn't know it was a snot-like.
Well, it's got to be a physical substance. It can't be ethereal. Then you can't, you know.
All right, we'll take it to Wiki.
It couldn't be a gas.
Ectoplasm, meaning outside, and plasma, something formed or molded. So ectoplasm is said to be formed by the physical mediums when in a trance state. The material is excreted as a gauze-like substance from orifices on the medium's body, and spiritual entities are said to drape this substance over their non-physical body, enabling them to interact in the physical and real universe. Okay, so this seems like they need ectoplasm to be here.
Well, it's like a side effect. It's like I've heard of like psychic powers having a tendency to manifest in like an ectoplasm too. Have you ever heard of that? Like when there's such a psionic like power, like somebody's, you know, communicating with the dead and whatnot, they say there's, you know, ectoplasm is a side effect.
It sounds like the material used to communicate between the two realms or dimensions.
I don't know.
Almost like a catalyst for the communication.
I think of it like whenever two things meet, like, you know, like water and flour create paste or whatever, the spirit realm and the real realm meet and create ectoplasm. It's kind of like the side effect of the budding up of the two worlds.
That's a very nice way to describe it. But do you remember the movie The Haunting in Connecticut? Isn't that what that came out of that girl's mouth? Like whenever she was
I never saw it.
Oh man, there was a gnarly ectoplasm moment in that movie where she just like puked it up into the air. It was really cool.
I never watched it.
But yeah, ectoplasm, I mean, that's something we've all heard of ever back from, you know, Ghostbusters or whatever.
Ecto-1 on his license plate.
Yeah, that was on the license plate of the, what was the name of that?
It was Ecto-1, that's what the name of it was.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Huh. It was an old Cadillac ambulance.
A bambulance, huh?
Yeah, ambulance. What other kind of ghosts you got, sir?
Well, I had all those, but I didn't have a real extensive list. I just had a couple. The specters, the revenants, the poltergeists. Your regular Halloween ghost with the sheets. Now, what kind of ghosts do you guys have? You guys ever heard of anything else other than what
like
I've mentioned?
Animal ghosts. You ever heard of animal ghosts?
I know there's like skeletal ghost dragons and things like that.
Oh, that's man. Like video and, games and shit. And
you know, all I kinds guess, of ancient yeah. cultures, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sure, like, well, like animal manifestations of old pets is something people talk about too. Like, you've had your family pet or cat or dog die, and, you know, sometimes you'll get the smell of them. Sometimes you'll, you know, smell you can understand. Your dog gets a smell around the
right.
house. But sometimes you'll hear, like, a ghost whimper or a ghost bark or even catch a glimpse of them. That's very similar to what you'll hear about whenever you lose a family member, too.
Yeah, like grandpa sat in his rocking chair in the corner right. for 40 years, and then after
might,
he passes
might
away,
rocking. You might see him.
You might see the chair
his
moving.
Radio for whatever came on or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, like the ghosts that you never see, but just the evidence of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like yeah, like a rocking chair in
that's
a room.
Probably
that's
probably a
rocking.
Level one ghost, real weak one.
We're gonna by the end of this couple of episodes, we're gonna hash out a ghost ranking.
Yeah,
system.
We're gonna get a ranking system
if
here
it kills for Alex or not. let's see what else. Non-human manifestations.
What about shadow people, though? You guys ever heard of shadow people?
Those are cool.
Yeah,
they only show up in photos generally, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're, so they're just like a figure or a shadow being, or kind of like a black mass.
Yeah, well, people. A lot of people say it's just bullshit photography or just the way the shadows look. But if you look and see some of the forms of what it looks
it's
like,
it's just a figurine of like a human, a black shadow.
Okay, say let me paint a little scenario for you. Family's at the park, you know, 5 to 10 people or whatever. They got their little pose going, and somebody takes the camera. You're looking at it later on, and you notice in the forest, just slightly behind them, you know, 20-30 feet. A black shadowy figure with maybe some glowy little eyes.
And there are tons and tons, tons of those videos and pictures of just things exactly like that.
And again, like I say all the time, a lot of them probably are just somebody in Photoshop or whatever getting cool. But
there's a few on there that are pretty intriguing.
Somewhere. And even if like 0.001% of them are an actual shadow people, there's too many shadow people out there for my taste.
I like the really old
that's
photos.
Way too many.
When you see a really old photo of a shadow person, it seems like it'd be a lot harder to doctor something like that.
Oh, dude, you remember Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah, I remember that.
That kid that got killed on set, and then when they
I heard that
filmed,
was BS, though.
Well, I mean, you heard that, but do you know?
Well, I wasn't there. I
okay,
didn't,
see, that's
I don't
what I'm
have
saying.
A direct line to Whoopi or Ted Danson. I mean,
well, Ted Danson was in the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're
Whoopi's
about.
Got a direct line to both of them.
The kid? Oh, good point. Yeah. She was a medium in that movie. So, angels and demons is another type of ghost. They aren't necessarily, they're not from humans. Like,
yeah, I'm not so much on board with this one as I am with the other ones.
Why? Because of the religious
part. Yeah, just because the religious aspect. It doesn't, I don't relate ghosts so much as with religion. If you can change my mind, I'm with it. Let's sway me, but I don't relate ghosts with religion.
More or less attempts to explain the supernatural and everyday things you see. Like, there's no proof of any of that, right? Like, there's no proof of God. There's no proof that a lot of stuff in the Old Testament is anything more than words on a page.
Well, I mean, we don't want to alienate our listeners.
Well, it is what it is. But what I'm saying is the point of it is there's generally a reason you start coming up with these stories to explain happenings.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, you have to. Because you don't know why thunder, you know, why there's lightning. So you have to say, oh, God did that.
Right.
So, it's the same thing with ghosts. You don't know
exactly.
why this is happening.
And that's why
so.
you can't get rid of the religious part, because just because they attributed it to a god, they saw an angel, what we would think is maybe a ghost, they attributed it to God. So it's in my opinion, it's completely valid.
I know
it's,
some
it's
cultures.
It's an accounting of a non-human entity of a spirit realm.
Well, even on the other hand, on the religious part, some cultures keep, you know, the skulls of their dead ones so they can have the ghosts of their ancestors with them whenever they need them.
Right.
There's actually a culture in Africa that digs their ancestors up and parties
them.
With them. They have like a 2-day, like they tote them around on a thing and they party with, and that's because their spirit's supposed to come out and help them out.
Unlike
you know?
The Day of the it's Dead, also, and I believe Mexico, Dia de los Muertos, they always celebrate all their ghost ancestors with them.
That's a big deal to the you know your Hispanic cultures.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, you never heard of Day of the Dead? It's pretty famous.
I believe the Aztecs and Mayans used to keep. All the skulls underneath their temples, big old
skulls
catacombs
are real big
full
in the
skulls.
Aztec and Mayan cultures, man. Like you remember the like anything you see of Mayans, there's always the crystal skulls that come up and
yeah. Does that have that's a lot to do with ghosts though?
That might be a conduit for ghosts. Yeah.
Ghost aliens.
That's how their religion is.
I think mediums are interesting though. You know, like people that actually claim to talk to ghosts or can
That was the next thing I wanted to talk about. Well, could we go back to the angels thing? You don't really put much stock in angels, but what about demons?
I mean, it's this. It's just the other side of the coin. I mean,
so,
it's the same thing.
A demon's more or less a poltergeist, but it's not human. It's not human like human based.
Well, right. It just, I don't like the name of that you're putting on a demon. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is. I mean, because the entity, Poltergeist, it's violent and even deadly. So, I mean, I get how you're associating it with a demon because it's evil and bad. Right. I just don't like, I don't know, and I'm jaded. I just don't like the whole religious aspect
of it. To me, the
it.
Demon, just the word alone brings up like a non-human type evil. It's an animal or a creature.
When you say demon, it steers me away from the ghost aspect of it. You know what I mean? Demon.
I think it's,
my mind
I think
separates
comes,
demons from ghosts.
I think they
ghosts.
Come from the same spot. You know
right,
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think my mind associates demons
totally
with ghosts.
I totally do, because you can be haunted by a ghost or a demon, in my opinion. Demons can possess you.
Demonic possession? Okay, I mean, fair enough, right?
You don't agree? I mean, really?
No, I'll get a whole bag of sea salt and just put it in my pockets and, so that nobody can get me, you know, because salt repels ghosts.
Well, that's what they
You know, say. That's one of the big things that these people do. They have, you know, big...
Seance,
what do they do? Yeah, seances and stuff. They line big circles or draw the pentagrams in salt, and that's supposed to, you know,
create
drive the spirit away, or however you want to say that.
Yeah, but they put salt across their door frames and that. Keep
well,
out.
In Lost, they did a similar thing with the volcanic ash. Remember?
Yeah, the ash. You had to keep the smoke monster out. That was crazy.
Which he was more or less a spirit. So I mean, that counts in my book.
There's been a lot of accounts of angels. You know, all the time you'll hear people talking, they see angels
come
down
to
help.
You even hear when people die, that's one of the things they talk about. You know, I was visited by the angels of my, you know, brother and sister right by the bed, ghost, angels, whatever you want to call them. People are, you know, in the most Christian religions or even other similar religions, whenever you die, you ascend to become an angel.
I think angel is another word for a helpful spirit or a ghost.
Well, maybe an angel could be, a guardian angel. That would be a nice ghost.
Right. I mean... Arose by any other name.
There's tons of stories of people who would have died if it weren't for being saved by their angel or friendly ghost, Casper or whatever.
Casper, there you go. The friendly ghost.
That's funny.
He saved that girl 3 or 4 times, I'll bet.
Didn't he?
So what about orbs? You guys ever hear of orbs? Of course you've heard about orbs.
Light orbs, yeah, and cameras and all kinds
of things. Sure. So normally, if you're not familiar with orbs, Google it. I mean, you're going to get the gamut. But whenever you go on haunted tours, take your camera and just take random shots off into the darkness or past people. Don't worry about what your subject is. You're looking to see what comes up after the picture. And what generally will manifest are small little bright globule objects, orbs.
Circular.
Yeah, little white globes or orbs that show up in your pictures. Those are supposedly
and those are
spirits.
From haunted houses. Oh, that's how the spirit manifested themselves in the picture.
That's just another manifestation. We don't really know exactly what the orbs are. There's no way to know.
And a lot of times you can tell it's dust particles floating. There's a whole bunch of them.
It could be, but why do you see these orbs in certain places more than others? You know what I mean?
That seems to be true. Probably because of all the terrible lighting. But this seems...
My wife and I, we went on a couple of haunted tours, you know, a few years back through Alton, Illinois. It's supposedly one of the most haunted cities in America.
Right.
It doesn't show up on any of your popular lists, but you get to look, and you'll see Alton on there a lot, because we had the Confederate Cemetery the Civil War, the Confederate Cemetery. A lot of people died there, and there's supposedly a lot of the ghosts of the, you know, the Confederate soldiers were there, because a lot of the limestone they used to build that prison was shipped all around Alton to build foundations for, like, the newspaper, the Telegraph, has its foundation is built out of the limestone from the Confederate Cemetery. If you drive around Alton, you can't help but notice just tons and tons of old limestone rocks.
Have you ever seen all the bricks on all the brick streets in Alton?
Sure.
Those were carved by a lot of slaves back, you know, 200 years ago for the city.
Yeah.
And that leads to a lot of unhappy spirits, I'm sure.
What do you guys think about demonic possession?
Like the movie The Exorcist?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a real famous case that took place in St. Louis. They made the movie and the book, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, based on the
story.
Yes, but
that was St. Louis?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the one that was based in St. Louis.
Man, it came out like 10 years ago.
There's been a few different movies made on, there was a real famous exorcist that took place in, possession plus exorcist that took place in St. Louis. But long story short, you know.
I mean,
you
everybody's
have a child.
Seen the You know, everybody knows the and what an exorcism is. You're possessed by a ghost. Or demon.
And if you look in the movie and the book for that, how could you discount the religious practice of demons? You know, because that demon was moved out by the power of Christ compels you. That is a direct, you know, link to
Christianity. That, like, wore him out.
So, a lot of times you'll see guys in, like, federal penitentiaries or institutions.
Repossessed.
And they feel like they're possessed because they were just normal and fine, then they went crazy and murdered and ate somebody or whatever.
Well, prisons are one of the most places you'll hear that they're haunted the most because of all the people that died, especially the people that are mentally
tortured souls.
Tortured souls. That's a very great way to come
Alcatraz,
up with.
For one. If you ever take the tour at Alcatraz, people all the time.
I've heard that's haunted, yeah.
I've taken the Alcatraz tour. I didn't see anything there. I spent most of my time on the outside. I didn't see any ghosts.
No ghosts?
Saw plenty of sails. I took the quick tour, but they let you roam around on the island. So if you ever get out in San Francisco and take the ferry out to Alcatraz, it's only about a 10-minute ferry.
A little off topic, quick. You guys think the two guys got away or no?
Three.
Was it three? Shit.
Was it the
Alcatraz?
Away?
The Rock?
Maybe. Clint Eastwood, yeah. Whenever the Escape from Alcatraz, it was Morris and two other guys, the brothers.
Do you think they survived?
I don't know. Probably.
It's a rough one.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe those are the ghosts in Alcatraz. The guys that actually tried to get away?
Now you're reaching.
Hey, I mean, that's what the show
I think
is.
A terrible, tortured soul treatment anywhere, somebody's getting abused like that, they're going to end up as a spirit.
Asylums. I mean, those places.
And that's the premise for, like, a poltergeist is that, you know, they've, or not a poltergeist, excuse me, a specter is that they've held a grudge or they've been done wrong, tortured, you know.
Or, like, ancient Indian burial grounds, and there's always ghosts there that are cursing whoever moves in or the house.
Yeah,
or the property.
Indians have a high spiritual, there's a lot of stories about,
they got,
you know.
Spirit animals. Yeah. Those are, like, ghosts for them, too.
Sure, and like the Sioux Indians and Crazy Horse, they believe that the world that we exist in was more or less the illusion, and the ghost realm, the dream world, was the real thing.
The spirit world.
Right.
You're in the spirit world, you idiot.
We're in the spirit world, Chavez.
That was a great movie. Young Guns, if you haven't seen that.
He's riding on the horse backwards.
I'm in the spirit world. And a lot of cultures believe when you die like that, enter your spirit world, you become the animal, or you're a spirit of a new creature.
And then say they're wrong. I
mean, when you get reincarnated, you're either a person or a tree.
Reincarnation, that's from like your Hindu cultures.
Or Buddhist.
Yeah, that's interesting. Buddhist. I mean, yeah. Reincarnation is a pretty crazy topic.
Like ghosts that last forever. And just
I want to do a show eventually on the afterlife, just to see, you know, people talk about some stories of people who have died and what they saw or what they didn't see.
Here's something. So, like, say you are being haunted.
Sure.
So you've got a guy that's, you know, he has a grudge, you know, and you got to figure out how to help this ghost release and let go.
You're gonna
to quit haunting it.
You've got
to take
that responsibility on.
If it's that bad of a haunting, you got three actions. You can't just help him, destroy him, or capture him. That's your options.
How do you do any of those?
Well, you got to find the intent of the spirit.
No, I think you can do option number four, move away.
Oh, you can't run. You know ghosts follow you.
Sometimes.
Once they latch on.
Depending, like, if like we'll get to this in some of the
like
pop
the
culture part of the episode we do later. But, like, the movie Paranormal Activity, the main character in that, and they were just trying to show that type of ghost, but it was a demon that followed her from childhood all through her life.
See, I wasn't into those movies very much, the Paranormal Activities.
Watch them.
Final Destination.
They're found footage type movies,
which
I hate that whole trope. But they're found footage, like Blair Witch. You know, they found the camera afterward, and they put it all together and made a movie out of it.
Obviously, it was fictional.
Uh-huh. But, boy, it was put together well. The first one, at least.
I heard they're extremely frightening.
Yeah.
So. And it didn't cost but a nickel to make that whole
movie. Low production value.
The actors were nobody, and they used somebody's house and probably filmed it over a weekend, but whatever.
Right.
So what? It was good.
According to you.
What about phantoms?
Phantoms, huh?
They seem like they don't really do anything or interact with the realm at all.
One of the websites I found to describe phantoms is a good way to think about it. Like when you're on the highway and you pick up the mysterious hitchhiker, and you have your conversation and they just disappear before your eyes.
Oh, like Pee Wee?
Yeah, like Large Marge sent you.
Yeah, like a figment of your imagination.
Almost. Or, you know, it could have been a phantom. So
that's terrifying.
Dude, I tell you what.
I guess phantoms aren't inherently evil or good.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I couldn't find a one way or the other on that, on phantoms.
No, I think they're more like an apparition or just something.
I mean, they're all potato-potato, you know what I mean?
Something elusive or visionary with no substantial existence.
So like a mist or a wind.
Yeah,
oh,
a mist.
Those,
that's crazy.
Like a ghost fog that comes in and just turns everything into ghosts.
See, that's my ghost story.
What? A ghost fog?
So I don't know if I've told you this story before. April saw what I can only describe as the void.
The void.
It was like a black void.
The black abyss.
I can't believe I never told you this.
You've mentioned this on air before.
On the show?
On air before.
Have you not heard it, Alex?
I don't think so.
Okay, the quick version.
Is it gravimagical vortex?
Something. There was no gravity.
Void's tear?
You shut your mouth. Anyway, so me and April were driving home one night, me and my wife. We're driving through the soccer roads by the local college, and out of nowhere, we're going about 40 miles an hour down the road, this wisp of what I can only describe as a void of nothing comes and just kind of stops in front of our car. We both see it. This isn't like I'm freaking
out. Are you still
out.
Traveling at like your same rate of speed?
Yeah. Well,
or did you stop in the middle of the road?
We're pretty much stopping, slowing down. It kind of hovers there for a minute and then off the side.
Now, did you feel any sense of urgency to this? Like, were you scared?
I mean, April, we're both like, what? Did we just
relay your feelings?
Really scared because the whole
what was the incident, time elapse?
I'm saying the whole incident was 3 to 4 seconds.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, and then it kind of hangs there for a second and it's gone.
I mean, did
enough
you feel
time
like
for us to get a look at it, notice it like there was no light at all. It was like a void of light, a void of anything.
Sucking in all gone. Hope and despair in the universe.
Laughing up, fuckers, but I'm telling you, we saw it. Both of us saw the same thing. That to this day is my best ghost or paranormal story of something I'll never be able to explain.
Did you feel like when you guys saw that, and you said it was only 3 or 4 seconds, but did you feel like when you guys saw that there was a sense of urgency, like you felt in your stomach, like the pit of your gut, like this is not right, this
that.
Is wrong?
Dude, well, I mean, felt that because
I want to know your emotions as you're seeing this.
At
what
the time,
are you feeling?
It was when I was a little bit younger.
Did you pee a little bit?
I was at the height of my skepticism, card-carrying atheist asshole, you know how you
oh,
are
yeah.
a little younger.
Uh-huh.
Thought I knew everything, and out comes this void of nothing, and it really turned me around.
Proved
I
you
had
wrong.
No way in science, in which I put all of my faith into, strangely, and I've since changed that. But I couldn't explain it. I still to this day can't explain it. So there's my open mind. There's where my open mind comes from.
Wow.
Is that happening?
Is that you saw
I saw something that
a mini black hole above your car.
Saw
the
been.
Devil.
The way it hovered like that, it almost, it sounds so dumb, but it almost seemed like it was observing us for just a second, like, look at that. Okay, now I'm out of here.
So this even could have been extraterrestrial.
I don't know what it was. I didn't get any kind of feeling whatsoever.
Wow,
other than
I feel jealous I haven't had some sort of ghost story like that. I'm pissed.
It was the craziest thing. And that was supposed to go into part three we're going to talk about.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he's being sincere about this. This is real. I mean, because
people
can tell when I'm
years,
making fun of him, he's getting pissed. So that means he's telling the truth about
it
this.
It totally happened. I would not make something like this up. It's not my deal. I don't care if people believe me. I'm not the type of guy to tell you a story about what I did last Tuesday. But this happened. It was a real thing, and it forever changed the way I look at things that I thought I knew. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I could see how something like that would change your mind.
From that point on, I was no longer an atheist, so to speak, because how could I be sure?
Theist?
No, I'm no theist at all. I'm nothing
agnostic?
Other than curious about what is out there. I can't. Well, I'll never know.
You
until
sound like
day
you're a wisp of a dark void, you know, all on your own.
That could be.
You're just curious about what's out there, but you're nothing.
Well, I'm curious, and I know one day, you know, one day I'll
all will be revealed.
Yep. And like eventually. I've said before, the afterlife could be the biggest conspiracy humanity's ever faced. If there's somebody out there on the other side that knows about it and are trying to, you know, making a rule or whatever for spirits not to contact us, that's a conspiracy right there to keep it from humanity.
A ghost conspiracy.
A ghost
conspiracy. Am I wrong?
No, I like it.
Hey, there's no way to prove it.
I mean, reaching.
People spend years of their life with electromagnetic detectors or whatever running around trying to figure that out.
Because there's a whole subculture for this ghost thing here. There's people that, you know, I mean, you've got TV shows, you've got movies, you've got people that buy.
And some of them don't even want any of that. They just want to personally see a ghost. And they go out and sneak around on their own. Not caring anything else about it, but they need to find a ghost for their own.
Yeah, some people have that hankering, like they just, I have to see a ghost.
This is a great seg. So the next part I want to talk about was ways to communicate with the dead. So like your seances, your mediums, your Ouija boards. What do you guys know about that kind of stuff?
Oh, man, that's all bad.
What do I know about it?
Yeah, I mean,
I played with a Ouija board twice,
I
think.
A Ouija board.
I know this. I don't delve into the dark arts lightly.
I'm pretty sure you were. I'm pretty sure you were pulling, though, when we were.
Yeah, I remember like where we had access to one.
Yeah,
but
it was at Corey's. Yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure you were pulling.
Hey, if you cheat the Ouija consciously, you lose.
Yeah.
It don't work.
That's him. That's
what
he did.
I don't know. I may have. I'd like to think I wouldn't have, but I don't know. I was a kid.
Well,
kids.
Here's what it is. I just hovered.
You know, I guess between the episode, we're going to have to see if we can find us a Ouija board. Maybe we'll do a live Ouija boarding.
A live Ouija reading?
Yeah, during part two.
Oh, God. Man.
Anybody listening that knows us, get a hold of us between the episode here and provide us with a Ouija board. Maybe we'll make up a Ouija board.
I got an angle on a Ouija.
I know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
So
got a good deal on one.
How do you feel about mediums? The people that who like, you know, wow,
man, that show Long Island Medium is terrible.
I've never seen it.
Oh man, it's this she's from New Jersey or Long Island or something. She's this crazy lady and she's got big poofy hair and she talks funny and weird and she She's a medium, and she helps people
move on.
There you go. Helps them move on. Helps. They're seeing their ghost, their relative, their loved one. She communicates to them. Oh, your husband still loves you. He's sorry for what he did, and you know.
Isn't that strange? She never finds somebody who's resentful in death.
Right.
Generally, your mediums and your psychics, you can almost look at them like, you know, your Miss Cleo's. They're
bullshit. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
But
yeah.
No. You never know. Some of them. They've just got too much information. How'd they know that?
Like I say with everything.
You've seen that 1,000 times.
Read between the lines.
Even if it's 1 out of 10,000 cases that might be true, you know what I mean? You don't know. We don't know enough about the next plane or even this plane to say that there's not some other way to be tuned in with something.
Hey, when somebody hears voices in their head, you always heard about, you know, oh, he was crazy. He heard voices. Maybe he's getting contacted.
Maybe he's being contacted. That could be.
What about maybe like the psychic connection that like, spouses share sometimes, like whenever you think of, like you're thinking of something, and then your spouse will suggest it. I'm sure that's happened to you.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
Or the classic, they just had
that's
a
just
terrible
being on the same
feeling.
Wavelength, you know?
But if there's such a thing as a wavelength, which seems like something, you know, that exists, why not the wavelength of the ghost wavelength? You know, your brain can be tuned into different shit.
I think you're getting at the vibrations. Maybe you're on a certain vibrational level, and the ghosts are on a certain vibrational level. And
but my point is this: we don't know about how much our brain or how our brain works. We don't know exactly what exists.
Oh gosh, no,
is.
It's a mystery.
So, who's going to be the asshole to say it's not happening?
Me,
not me. It's going to be you.
Yeah, I mean, this ghost is a rough one, man. It ghosts.
How could you think that if you believe that things like time travel or alternate dimensions are possible? How can you discount the possibility that whenever
I don't,
your
I'm not discounting
dies,
ghosts, and I don't want to be that guy. I'm not discounting ghosts.
God, this
I just
is weird. We're so backwards.
I know that's what I told you. I called Everett today, and I said, "Look, man, this is going to be a different show." And he's like, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, because every other show, I'm the one that's enthusiastic about it, and you're debunking me, and you're trying to shoot down my ideas." Yes. I said, "I honestly feel like this ghost episode is going to go the other way because I just cannot get behind the idea of
It's a weird juxtaposition for sure of roles here.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. Ghosts are something. There's something special. I don't know.
There's too much, even anecdotal evidence. People all over the world, you know, probably hundreds of millions of times a year.
There's obviously something to it because it's that big. It's prevalent. It's everywhere. There's got to be something to it. Just never happened to me.
Ghosts are real in the sense that they're a topic. You know, they are a thing. Ghosts are real.
Oh, yeah. No,
but whether you can find one, touch one, observe one, that's why people spend years of their lives chasing after them, trying to communicate with them.
That's why there's this whole subculture of ghost hunting and all that. You know what I mean? People are into that. People are into the possessions and you know, what was that movie with Leslie Nielsen? Repossession?
Repossessed.
Well, it's not repossessed. That's it.
Yeah. It's not just that people are, you know, into repossessions. They are documented, and then everybody, what do you mean somebody was actually possessed, and that's why they like it? It's because it actually happened.
The church actually has a lot of, and when I say the church, I mean the Vatican. They have a lot of documentation of actual exorcisms.
Dude, that's
and
a huge deal to them over
yeah,
there.
No, it is, and they actually send people to you to make sure this is a verifiable, documentable case.
Before they'll even send a person out to do the exorcist, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no.
Perform the exorcism. You could be possessed for weeks and weeks and weeks before they're like, yeah, there
you
might
what?
Be something going on.
I take my previous stance back on the angels and demons thing because you're totally right there. When you're talking about like a demonic possession, the church does totally go all out for that. They believe in it, and that's like a big thing
this.
For
they're
them.
They're the biggest
you know?
Skeptics who actually will try to do something. They don't believe nobody until they've went through their due diligence, and then they'll send somebody
well,
out.
You know right. how they send their due diligence out to see if it's a possession
or if it's
exorcism?
A hoax.
Well, they send the same people out to verify the miracles, too, to become a into sainthood.
Right, right,
you
yeah.
know
you're
mean?
Talking about like that. What
now,
was that movie with the stigmata?
Hillary Swank.
Well, these people that become saints later, you know, I don't know if Mother Teresa's made it or whatever, but
she had to have do miracles and stuff
is
like
that
yeah.
your ghost? Is now a saint, so it's
no,
like a step
man.
Below an angel.
You're ratified as a saint after the fact.
So saints don't have any power in
no,
the afterlife.
No, saints
or
just
heaven.
Like a regular human that did something great.
Who was great, basically.
Okay,
know?
Well, I assumed that would
who had
mean,
performed miracles, who had did good things.
Like, yeah, I just thought that it would entail them to more powerful afterlife, if you will, be able to.
Well, I mean, hell,
Saint
Peter's he guards the gate of heaven. So I mean, there you go. That goes right with what you're saying. That's a more powerful afterlife. He's got a job, a responsibility.
Maybe fair. Not quite an angel because he was once a human, but still higher than your average guy.
Yeah,
very
than your average ghost.
So I also wanted to. I found out you were talking about you know people who get consumed by the need to find out about ghosts and whatnot.
Yeah,
the ghost hunters. Like there's the ghost hunting shows,
Ghost Hunters International.
So Ed and Lorraine Warren, these people have been doing this shit since the 70s. And they do things about demonology and a lot of other investigations. They go out and do all kinds of stuff all over the country. So all kinds of supernatural phenomena where families think they're haunted.
Is that the couple that just...
keyholes that bleed, just paranormal shit.
Is that the couple that just came up, murder-suicide? There's a ghost-hunting couple that was just found,
really?
Murder-suicide, like 3 weeks or a month ago. Yeah, they're like a big, huge ghost-hunting couple. And they were found apparently married.
Well, maybe they finally figured out how to become ghosts themselves, so they went for the...
I think they were barking up the wrong tree, and they figured out something they shouldn't have. You know what I mean? They
probably just got demonically possessed.
Okay, I found it. This is about a year ago. It was a couple featured on Ghost Adventures, Dead and Apparent Murder-Suicide. So there's a show called Ghost Adventures, apparently. Never saw it. It's one of those weird sci-fi shows that can't give a lot of things.
But these were the main hosts of that show, am I right? Or were they just featured?
They usually have teams like eight guys or so.
Yeah, I think they were just like, you know, guests that episode or whatever.
Part of it. Oh, they could have been. Sometimes they'll come to somebody's house or property. And
right. It's more or less the same thing as like Pimp My Ride or, you know, Fix My House. Right. It's just
Hunt Your Ghost.
Cheaters. It's just another one of those shows like Maury Povich where they get people on there, exploit their story. And
then tell them that the DNA test is correct.
Kind of like us. We get on there, we exploit the story, move on to next week. I don't know. What else you guys got for part one? Anything else? Demonic possessions we talked about.
Did we talk about all types of ghosts? Ghost ships? Is that a kind of ghost?
Ghost ships are cool. Ghost ships are always neat. Finding like ships that are just... I just read about a ship that was like 85 years old that they just found floating, no crew, ghost ship, you know, still alive. Or a ghost crew, even. Fair enough. The crew could have been ghosts. We don't know. But it was floating. Everything's fine. You know, some capsized, 85-year-old. You know, huge ship, just nobody on board.
They say there's hundreds of those ships out there.
Right. Just,
for whatever reason, they've had to abandon, or maybe they didn't have to abandon, like officially abandon. You know, those ships are still out there.
Right.
But ships that, where'd the crew go? Was it pirates? Was it whatever thing? But now the ship's just out there floating. Nobody knows.
Now, follow me here. I think that a person's susceptibility to believing in a ghost has a lot to do with their environment. Now, think about it. If you're on a small yacht, 6-7-man yacht, you're out on the sea, you know, open ocean, and some weird shit starts happening. You are more likely to believe this could be a ghost or an entity than you are if you're in the middle of a rock concert. You know what I'm saying? I think that your surroundings have a lot to do with your...
It's your state of mind.
Right, exactly. So like I'm saying, if you're in the middle of the ocean and, you know, ship starts creaking, you could find that a little more eerie than, what I mean?
That's if you're saying that ghosts are just a figment of your imagination, too. I mean, you're coming from that point of view.
No. This is all thinking that maybe a ghost can feed off of your fear. So maybe you can make the ghost more powerful by being more scared.
Like you can't see until you believe.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good premise.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
People,
you know what I mean? Maybe you can't see the ghost.
Them.
Exactly. The skeptics never find ghosts. But maybe the people that are actually believing in it, that the fear is there.
Hey, they just could tune into that wavelength and then be able to see them.
Right.
Well, similar to that kid again from The Sixth Sense. He could see dead people. Who's to say there's people out there like... they have the ability to talk to them like your spiritual medium is one, not ones that
see it. I mean, while we're there, The Sixth Sense, talk about your all-time freaking cliffhanger. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet. The guy was dead.
Man, I hate to be that asshole. I saw that coming.
You saw? Know. Dude, no. Surprise. Like, blindsided me.
Wow.
He's dead? I had no clue, dude. I didn't even see that coming. Not one
you didn't
bit.
Sherlock Holmes that at all,
no,
did you?
No, fuck, it went right past me, man. That was a great movie about ghosts. I thought that was an excellent ghost movie.
It was pretty good. I got another ghost story, actually, for whenever we get to part three that I want to talk about. My wife was very sure that there was some sort of bad demon or something in our house for the longest time. We'll talk about that later.
I think it was your dog.
Well, my dog could see it, she thought, and kept her safe from it. So that was the thought.
Is this Annie or Junie?
Annie.
Oh.
My old Rottweiler.
Yeah, she was... I mean, if anybody's going to keep you safe from it, it would have been her.
Well, Junie's pretty cool, too. But anyway, you guys got anything else for part one? Because we're starting to dawdle again.
Dawdle. I like dabbling.
No, dawdling.
Yeah, but what if we dabble? Can we dabble in some ghost pictures?
We could, but we're not going to.
Okay, fine.
Thanks all right, for guys. Humberby. Let's take us out.
All right. What do we got here? Remember, everyone, this is just part... we're just finishing up part one.
Right,
we got a lot more to go here.
On the next part, we're going to be talking about... famous hauntings, you know, places that are like real haunted, like cities, houses, and whatnot across the world.
My bathroom, I feel like, is haunted sometimes.
Sure.
That's a stench you're getting. That's not...
right. But no, like, sometimes I'll open the air conditioning vent, and I'll know that the air conditioning's on.
But then you see it
But I just
come
don't
out.
Feel any air come from that. I mean, it's, I don't know, it fucks with me sometimes. Anyways, find us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Surreal Talk. You can also find a live recording of every show from here on out on YouTube. Just search for Surreal Talk live stream and should be able to find us very easily. Also, remember to give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, or whatever your favorite podcast provider is. I think we deserve 5 stars. Maybe not for this first part, maybe 3.5. But if you like a question, reach us directly or whatever. You can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. And always remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're big on Facebook this week, so please like us and follow us on Facebook. And thanks for listening to part 1 about ghosts. This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production.
See you guys in about a half an hour.
Oh, yeah, maybe 20 minutes. We're not sure.
Be right back.
Depends on if there's any ghosts.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.